Democrats have controlled Maryland's sprawling 6th congressional district for almost a decade. The 6th meanders from the state's red counties in the Panhandle to parts of reliably blue Montgomery County, with more up-for-grabs Frederick County in between. Now a Republican state delegate faces an uphill battle against freshman incumbent David Trone, a Democrat. WAMU's Dominique Maria Benessi recently went door-to-door with Trone's challenger and has this report.
Republican delegate Neil Parrott, dressed in a bright green polo and khaki pants, makes his way around a housing complex in Urbana in Frederick County. He's confident that this district, that's been a Democratic stronghold for the past 10 years, can turn red.
So can a Republican win here? Absolutely. We've already seen it happen.
Large swaths of the district turned out to support Republican Larry Hogan in the 2014 and 2018 gubernatorial elections, but it's not clear if another Republican can carry the district this year. Resident Jenna Caruso represents the rock-solid Democratic support for Trone in the district. She sits outside her house watching her 4 kids play with the neighbors. Parrott approaches her without a mask and his campaign flyer at the ready.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Which house are you in?
I'm right here.
Okay.
Yeah, with the house where Black Lives Matter and women's rights matter and all those sort of things. So.
Caruso quickly hands the flyer back to Parrott and he leaves. She says she plans to vote for Democrats across the board.
But she has valid points. It's nice to listen and hear what she's thinking.
Just a few steps away, Parrott meets a supporter, Kirk Knight. Knight knows about the divisions in his district as one of the only Republicans in his family.
And our kids go to the same school. Well, your brother's son.
Knight lost his older son 4 years ago to a drug overdose and began a foundation to raise awareness for drug addiction. He says he thinks Parrott has done a lot to bring awareness to that cause.
Parrott's here, you know, to be able to make change, restore the values of America that I think have been slipping away.
The district was reliably Republican until 2012 when Democrats redrew the lines in ways that heavily favored them. They've performed well here ever since, with the distinct political and geographical divide clearly tilted toward Democrats.
So there's quite a bit of friction there.
That's Antonio Hugues, director of the Center for the Study of Democracy at St. Mary's College in Maryland.
And then also there's the concern for the upcoming census and the results of that and how that would be used to further disadvantage Republicans in the 6th district as well.
Another disadvantage Parrott has is funding. As of the end of June, Trone garnered $2 million in campaign contributions in addition to investing heavily in his own campaign. Parrott has received less than $159,000, according to campaign finance records. But he's been a conservative voice in the State House since 2011. He supports reducing regulations on firearms, promoting school choice, and requiring more identification from voters at the polls. Parrott says he wants to further restrict how many Americans qualify for government assistance and focus instead on helping them get jobs.
As I look at Congress right now, you know, they passed a bill recently that gave people more money to stay at home than they were actually ever earning while they were working. And I just think that's wrong.
He's referring to the stimulus checks and the extension of Social Security benefits provided to some Americans during the economic recession. Parrott has said he approved of the way Trump responded to the public health crisis, but Trone, his opponent this fall, criticizes Parrott for suing Hogan for imposing a state of emergency.
The governor's a businessman. He wants to get people back to work. We all want to get back to work. We all want to be alive tomorrow. Larry Hogan gets it. My opponent is clueless in this area completely.
But Hugues says this election is really turning out to be less policy-oriented.
This is really becoming a referendum on President Trump's his presidency, his administration, his handling of the coronavirus.
As Parrott continues to align himself with an unpopular incumbent seeking re-election, Hugues says he'll continue to face an uphill climb. For WAMU, I'm Dominique Maria Benessi.